From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Students with disabilities face a variety of challenges and often require extra or different support to do well in school. And applying for accommodations and getting them approved is far from a one-size-fits-all approach. At Sacramento State, the Disability Access Center is in charge of granting accommodations to ensure disabled students have equal educational access in accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. While this system can and does work for students, some have felt inconsistencies and delays in the process that have impacted their ability to learn. One such student is Valdi Nagasam, who founded the Sac State Disability Justice Club to draw attention to the issues he and other students have faced when applying for accommodations. He's with us to talk about the club and why he started it, along with Jada Portillo, a student reporter who wrote about the club for the school newspaper, The State Hornet. And a note, we did reach out to the Disability Access Center on campus, and they declined our invitation to be on the show today, but the invitation remains open. Jada, I want to start with you. You're a reporter at the State Hornet. What sparked your reporting on this club, the Disability Justice Club?
Well, it was actually an idea of Phineas. He's the current news editor at the State Hornet, and he came out with this idea where I think Valdi actually contacted him, where he had an idea of a story to report on the accessibility on Sacramento State's campus. And I was like, you know, if nobody takes a story, I would love to hop on it. And nobody did. So I got a chance to write on it and speak to Valdi.
What were the main issues that you learned about during your reporting?
It mainly had to do with the lack of communication between the Disability Access Center and just the lack of understanding accommodations for students with different needs and different abilities. And those were about the two main concerns that I saw.
And we did reach out to the Disability Access Center. We invited them to be part of the show. They were unable to join us. For people who aren't part of Sac State, what does this center offer for students on campus?
Yeah, basically they offer accommodations for students. Students have to go through a process where they fill out paperwork. They have an interview with somebody at the Disability Access Center where they're either approved for accommodations or they're denied. So it's just kind of a lengthy process they go through just to figure out what they need to succeed in the classrooms and throughout their Sacramento State journey.
What are some of the accommodations, just to help us visualize what is offered?
Yeah, some of the accommodations are taking tests in the testing center. Others include having like a small, quiet space for those types of tests. And then having things recorded. I know that's like a more of a like an iffy topic, just recording things. And then having things written out, printed out slideshows, and just having time to work on things more than others would.
And as I mentioned, joining us for the conversation is Valdi Nagasam, who founded the Sac State Disability Justice Club. Valdi lives with cerebral palsy, which makes speech difficult. He told me that he's been disabled his entire life and hasn't had an issue in high school or community college when it came to getting the accommodations that he needed. He was used to IEP, which is known as the Individualized Education Program for Special Education in K-12, or at Sacramento City College, being able to submit an accommodation letter. But he says the process changed when he transferred to Sacramento State in the fall of 2024. Valdi, you're here. You founded the Disability Justice Club. Tell us about your experiences on campus that led to you creating this club.
I started Sac State for a clinical for CSUs had a different system than community college and high school. And then when I did ask, like, what is considered a public documentation, then you can have a primary doctor approve the disability and approve the diagnosis. Never in my history of being a scholar for me. I've been disabled my entire life. I had cerebral palsy. I had to go to my doctor to approve to get accommodations. What made me speak up more about it is that last summer, when I came into the 2025-2026 school year, that I tried to renew my accommodations with my medical documentation that they told me I needed, I still didn't get my accommodation I needed because they told me it was for an academic integrity or that it would be quote unquote unfair to my professors or unfair to students.
Now, to recap a little of what Valdi just said, when he transferred to Sacramento State, they initially required a doctor's note for his accommodation, something that he says he's never had to provide at the other schools he attended. But when he did submit medical documentation, he said that he still didn't receive his accommodation and was told that what he's asking for will impact academic integrity and make it unfair to the professors or students. So this experience led Valdi to create the Disability Justice Club to create, in his words, a more equitable system so that disabled students can have what they need to be independent and perform at the level as everyone else.
It's about equity. It's about making sure the student has what they need in order to perform like everybody else. For the past year or two, I talked to a number of students who are disabled and youth accommodations, and they all had the same issues. We had responses like, we're supposed to be independent, but it's like, that's the whole point of accommodations. It's the accommodation that allows disabled students to be independent. It's the accommodation that allows disabled students to have autonomy when they pursue education. So it is taking away our accommodations. It is taking away the support that we need. It is taking away our ability to be independent at our institution. There needs to be more space for students to say, this is what I need. These are the difficulties that I struggle. What is the best combination possible to obtain it? And I feel that needs to be done in a timely manner.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Sacramento State student Valdi Nagasam, who created the Disability Justice Club on campus following his challenges of getting accommodations in the classroom. As I mentioned, Valdi lives with cerebral palsy, which makes speech difficult. In his words, the process has been frustrating. Accommodations have been inconsistent, getting them for one class but denied for another. We did invite the Disability Access Center on the show and they declined, but that invitation remains open. Here is Valdi going on to explain that he's learned that there are other students with disabilities on campus who have run into similar issues. In one instance, one student applied for accommodations in August, but it wasn't approved until the end of the semester in December.
I had another student who is part of the disability community. They asked for an accommodation within the semester in August. It didn't get approved until December. So they asked in August and didn't get approved until December. That's too long to wait for accommodation. So our objective is try to, number one, speak on these issues, and number two, trying to figure out a better process that is more efficient, more equitable, and have more families on both sides, where disabled students can speak unapologetically on what they actually need, and the institution should also have the best possible way to accommodate that, not based upon their perception, but based upon the student's actual ability and capacity as a student. And that is what we believe that is missing in the whole accommodation process.
Yeah, so what Valdi is saying is that he believes that accommodation shouldn't be based on the perceptions of staff only, and what is missing is that it should be rooted in the student's actual ability and capacity. We're going to bring Jada back in. She's the student reporter who wrote about the Disability Justice Club for the Sacramento State newspaper, the State Hornet. Jada, when you listened to Valdi and his experiences, I mean, you reported on this very in-depthly. What stood out to you about how he had to navigate the systems that are already on place in campus?
Seeing how students on campus are struggling to succeed in schools without the accommodations that they need to be successful was just a heartbreaking part in the reporting process, and was one of the most, well, it is one of the most impactful pieces that I've ever written that kind of affected me. So just hearing that other people are struggling, it didn't feel right.
Yeah, and what Valdi was explaining was it wasn't necessarily consistent. You know, there could be some individuals who are able to get their accommodations, others were not. What is the, I guess, the avenue like? If you have a disability, you would like accommodations, is it easy to know who to reach out to, what to fill out, what is needed so you can actually get the support that you need on campus?
From what I looked at from the website, it was just like a lot of forms. I know some of the questions were, I know Valdi was speaking to me and the club members about how the questions were kind of like, how were they like? Kind of just like.
It was, I think the questions were a lot more personal than expected. In terms of, there were questions like, how long can you stand on your own? Or how long does it take you to go to, how long does it take to go to the bathroom? And I was like, okay, this has to do with like having plenty of extra time.
So we're learning a little bit more about the assessments that can take place. In Valdi's case, he has cerebral palsy, which makes speech difficult. But the questions that he was asked during the assessment focus more on his ability to stand or use the restroom, which, as he just explained, doesn't apply to the support that he was requesting for in the classroom. The accommodations that he asked for are known as alternative formatting, which can mean audio recordings or other non-traditional ways to access information. He also requested handwritten or printed copies of notes because it can be difficult for him to write or type since he can suffer from hand tremors known as dystonia.
Sometimes I'm able to do it, sometimes I'm not. So the accommodations that I was trying to get were like, okay, if I'm in a situation where I'm not able to write or I'm not able to type or I'm not able to do this, I'm not able to physically do the work.
So you would like, yeah, you would want printed copies of notes. You would like handwritten notes as well, because you can't always take notes yourself.
Exactly. So for me, I like to have things on paper and like have things on printed out. In second class, I had it. Other class, I didn't. So there's a lot of inconsistency that makes things troublesome.
Right, because you're taking lots of classes, and so it should be consistent. I mean, you want to have a form of note-taking if you can't take notes yourself. But what I'm learning from you, it doesn't happen with every class or every semester.
It doesn't.
Okay, so as Valdi just laid out, some cases the accommodations were approved, others they weren't. It can vary between classes and even semesters, and that inconsistency has been frustrating for him. We did invite the Disability Access Center on the show, but they were unable to join us. However, Jada at the State Hornet was able to give us a little more context. When you talked to the Disability Access Center, how did they respond to Valdi's experiences on campus?
I wasn't able to get them in person, so it was mainly just like, I feel like cut and dry kind of responses. We offer this, we offer that. We have people that are trained under like guidelines, under like CSU policy.
I see. Yeah, I mean, when looking at your reporting, it can be different depending the institution. In that statement for your reporting, that it can be different from a K-12 to a community college to Sacramento State. If you're a student listening to this and you need accommodations, that can be kind of challenging to navigate. What did you learn about how to help students do this successfully so that they fill out the right paperwork and something isn't incomplete or missing that could delay an accommodation that they need?
For my story, it was kind of just like explaining the issue that was happening behind the scenes. And hopefully if a student were to come across that story, they are to be prepared for what's to come, I suppose, where, you know, they'll have to meet with the intake coordinator. It kind of just shows like the what's going to happen. And then it kind of dives into like the here are some issues that students have. So it's just trying to show students, even able-bodied students, that it's difficult for disabled students to get accommodations.
Well, because of your experiences, Valdi, you created the Disability Justice Club. There are other students like you that have similar frustrations on campus. You meet, I think, every other Monday as a group. You also have an accessibility survey for students to fill out about how the campus can be improved for students with disabilities. What does it mean to you that, you know, you've had this kind of response from your experiences on campus?
It's a lot. When it comes to disability justice, yes, we want to fix sex state. Yes, we want to make things more equitable. Yes, we want to make things more inclusive. But we also want to inspire disabled students to say that they understand their issues. They understand what they need. They understand what is going on with their bodies, and they can have as much as they say so when it comes to constructing policies that affect them.
In Valdi's words, the reason for him speaking out is because he wants disabled students to take the lead when it comes to their issues and what their needs are, and they should have as much of a say when it comes to campus policies that affect them. You just heard a conversation with Valdi Negasim, who founded the Sacramento State Disability Justice Club to draw attention to the issues that he and other students have faced when applying for accommodations on campus. He lives with cerebral palsy and dystonia, which can make speech and note-taking difficult. We were also joined by Jada Portillo, a student reporter who wrote for the school newspaper, The State Hornet. And again, we reached out to the Disability Access Center, and they declined our invitation to be on the show today, but that invitation remains open. Valdi did create a disability accessibility survey about how Sacramento State can improve the campus for students with disabilities. Both disabled and non-disabled students can take the survey. We have a link on our Insight show page. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.